This recording was made before the COVID-19 epidemic. The garden follows government guidance about lockdown, so the information at the end about visits and guided tours is no longer correct. For up-to-date information about the garden, access to its database of information about the almost 1,100 plants there, and access to its Instagram posts, podcasts, videos, and books, please go to garden.rcplondon.ac.uk. Bens, known as Eastern Teaberry, Partridge Berry, Canadian Tea, or the Checkerberry plant, is the original source of oil of wintergreen, a valued 17th century gift from Canada to the world. The plant, one of the Ericaceae, grows wild in shady acid soils in North America as a low shrub with shiny green leaves, white flowers in early summer, followed by bright red berries that last well into the autumn. The berries and leaves have a characteristic fragrance, likened by some to spearmint. It is highly decorative and has received the RHS Award of Garden Merit. The genus Gaultheria was named by Peter Kalms, the great 18th century botanical explorer of North America, in honour of his friend, the Parisian physicist and naturalist Jean-François Gaultier, who lived from 1708 to 1756. Gaultier became physician to the king in 1741 and sailed from Paris to Montreal in 1742, where he collected many plants, traded in furs, and practiced medicine. Gaultier was particularly interested in the native plants and wrote a 400-page manuscript on Canadian botany in preparation for a larger flora of North America. It was never completed because he died in 1756 from typhus, carried by the fleet bringing General Montcalm and French reinforcements, first to fight the natives and subsequently the English. The species was introduced to England from Canada in 1762, partly because of its attractive appearance, but mainly as the source of a tea called Salvador or Mountain Tea, made from the leaves and smaller branches. It was popular amongst native tribes in North America as an astringent and tonic, and had multiple medicinal uses. The berries were eaten raw, dried, or cooked, and the infusion of the leaves and berries, under the name of checkerberry or partridgeberry tea, was drunk in North America for treating dropsy, heart failure, at the end of the 18th century. For about the past 100 years, its most important product, an essential oil distilled from the leaves after brief fermentation, has been the liniment known as oil of wintergreen. A ton of leaves produces 5 kilograms of the oil. It contains 98% methyl salicylate, released by simple hydrolysis from its natural glycoside. That compound is the source of its anti-inflammatory activity. The typical fresh aroma and flavor of the oil comes partly from that compound and from several related aldehydes and ketones. After absorption through the skin, oil of wintergreen is rapidly hydrolyzed, releasing salicylate, also the active principle in aspirin. And for this reason, it should not be used by people allergic to aspirin. It is important to note that the plant does not contain methyl salicylate. It is only produced in the manufacturing process, so it is not present in the tea made from the leaves. Gaultheria procumbens entered the British Pharmacopoeia at the end of the 19th century. Oil of wintergreen has been approved as a traditional herbal medicine in many countries, although not the UK, as a soothing application to the skin. It is a popular constituent of many salves and toiletries for soothing purposes, as well as providing a pleasing fresh aroma. It is used in small quantities, less than 0.04%, as an approved food flavouring and in mouthwashes. Most methyl salicylate used today is made synthetically by distilling methyl alcohol with salicylic acid and sulfuric acid. There's a slight risk of skin irritation from external use of the oil and of stomach upsets from the tea. Undiluted oil of wintergreen should never be swallowed, as one teaspoonful, 5 ml, contains the equivalent of 20 to 60 aspirin tablets and could be fatal even to an adult. Overuse on the skin can cause symptoms of aspirin overdose, especially in children, and oil of wintergreen flavored sweets have poisoned children. Other North American plants called wintergreen include pyrola species, which are poisonous to sheep, and Chimaphila maculata, whose leaf has been used to treat rheumatism and as a poultice for sores. Twigs of the birch tree, Betula lenta, can also be distilled to produce oil of wintergreen. Many of us will be familiar with oil of wintergreen in various preparations in the home, but as its freshness and power of calming sore areas are enjoyed, shouldn't we also consider it as a reminder of past colonial wars and of fundamental research into inflammation and how to treat it?